You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Busy, busy, busy this Saturday evening, July 22nd. It's been a busy show, busy schedule coming up. What all have we covered tonight? Well, we talked a little bit about that busy schedule. Keith and I, in the first hour, broke down our assessment of the first 6 months of the Trump administration. Covered news involving a lot of different individuals. Roy Moore, Jeff Sessions, Corey Stewart, O.J. Simpson, John McCain, Hugh Freeze, all in the news and making news that is in one way or another of interest to us, enough that we would bring it up on the show tonight anyway. The guy in the Southern Baptist Church who said that the Southern Baptists are deeply committed to white supremacy and supporters of the alt-right, well, it must be painful to be that stupid. I don't know. That and much more, of course, just at the tail end of the last hour, since that interview, we don't even have to say which interview, that interview got another lease on life with another burst of publicity last week. I thought it'd be fun to revisit it one last time. And have Sam Bushman jump in and interject as it's replaying, jump in with some live hot takes, if you will. I'm glad it actually worked out the way it did. I really am, even if it was intended to be on the political cesspool, which is, of course, Sam's shows too. He's the owner of the network. But I'm glad that after we punted it to Sam, he tossed it back to us, and we were able to collaborate, and that we would share that together as brothers in arms. What became a defining moment. I thought the interview was certainly good. I didn't think it was earth-changing or something that would be included in the man's biography. But nevertheless, the fact that the media did blow that so wildly out of proportion. I'm glad we were able to say that with Sam, because Sam, or rather Sam shared that with us. However the sharing went down, you know the chain of events. But Sam was so tenacious after in the campaign that year, and such a bulldog on the press. It was just a wonderful thing, and we might not have had that to that extent had it gone a different way. And anyway, that interview really was good. I enjoyed listening to it again. And, of course, there was no points of contention. Everything we said, DT Jr. doubled down on and seconded, and it was just a good thing. But, of course, the media doesn't point out what was actually said in the interview other than the Charlemagne quip. The only time race was mentioned was, of course, when we said that Donald Trump would receive more black and Hispanic votes and white working class votes. Hardly controversial. Really, the only way that interview is controversial at all is if you use the grotesque caricature that the media applies to yours truly. And anyway, enough said about that. Let's move on. So, we told you that next week, Keith will be at Amarin. Over the course of the next 3 weeks, the hosting staff of this show will be scattered hither, thither, and yon. I'll be speaking as a panelist at a summit on Christianity and the alt-right in Arkansas next week. Keith will be at Amarin the week after that. The week after that gets us into the first Saturday in August. Simon, the South African, will be with us in studio for a full 3 hour. I'm really looking forward to this show because it'll be myself, Eddie, and Keith plus Simon for the full 3 hours, a four-way roundtable, which is something we don't typically do. So that's going to be fun. And then, of course, the week after that, which would be 3 weeks from tonight, that covers the next 4 weeks, Eddie will be in Charlottesville. So that was one event that I oscillated between sending Eddie or simply having an attendee call into the show that night with a live report. We want to be frugal caretakers, as I wrote on the website, of the resources that we draw from the audience. And we always want to make sure that any allocation of funds is widely dispersed. My schedule is just entirely too packed. And in addition to the things I just mentioned, there's other things behind the scenes, always meetings and things of that nature of a private nature that don't get put on the official schedule. But there's just no way for me to make it to Virginia. But I'm going to be anchoring the Political Cesspool's coverage of the Unite the Right event live from the studio while Bombardier Eddie Miller has volunteered to make the trip on our behalf, where he's going to be reporting live from the scene for our listening audience. I think there is, at the end of the day, certainly something to be said for having one of your own, an official co-host, be there. And Eddie is officially going. The last week we talked about it. We've mentioned it really the last few shows. Last week we talked about the pros, the cons, the good, the potential reasons for caution, etc., whether or not Eddie would go. But now it is official. We're locked in. We're committed to this. Eddie's going to Virginia. Eddie may not come back from Virginia, but he is going to Virginia. So, Eddie, now that that's official, your thoughts? This was determined, I think, yesterday. We made the final determination to go ahead and commit to this and send a representative of our show, send you to represent our show at this event where you'll call in live. So the full 3 hours of that show on Saturday, August 12th, big shows coming up the next 3 weeks at Amrin, Simon the South African, live in studio, Charlottesville, all coming up over the course of the next month. How do you feel, Eddie?
You know, James, you're so right. We have never been as busy as we are. I mean, it's just we've stretched to the max, and that's a good thing. It's a real good thing about Charlottesville. Let me tell you.
Me, you, and Keith, the three primary hosts in three different states for three different events in the next 3 weeks.
I wonder how many miles we're going to be traveling this year. You know, it's hard to tell. And James,
well, we kicked it off at the very beginning of the year, going all the way up to Washington, D.C., where Sam Bushman and I were front row for the inauguration.
Man, we wanted
front
to do
row
that.
At the inauguration of the president.
Only
anyway,
the star of the show could go up there. Well, we have to stay here and hold the fort.
That's why I'm sending you to Virginia.
Well, you know,
Sam and I get to go to D.C. Anyway, I'm just kidding. All right, so how do you feel about it now that you know you're going? It's not maybe. It's not. We'll wait and see. We went ahead and just bit the bullet and committed. How do you feel? And more importantly, what do you want to accomplish while you're there? Because you're not just going as a regular attendee. You're going as an emissary of this radio program. So that carries with you a little authority and an official capacity.
That's right. First of all, I'll be wearing two hats. As you may not know, I am a member of the League of the South. I joined up, man, to fight the Yankees. Joined up when I was down there with Tumka. This political cesspool was out a little bit more money where we're stretched to the.
That was another remote broadcast we did last month.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, when I found out about it, about the Charlottesville, when we were down with Tumka, and I told Dr. Hill I wanted to go so bad. But I said, you know, and it's true, we just don't have the money. And, you know, when we say we're broke, we're broke. I have friends that say, you know, I'm broke. It's just stretched me. It's really tearing my budget up to go out here to Florida for 2 weeks. Well, when we're broke, we can't go to the end of the driveway. But I'm going to tell you what, people, I've never been so
excited.
It's
not that bad, but let's just say we are.
It's pretty damn bad.
Well, let's just say frugal would be a word we would use.
Well, we teach our Jewish friends on how to manage money.
Okay, anyway.
We know, I would like to thank our supporters that have sent money in for me to make this trip. Of all the trips I've ever made since I've been a member of the cesspool, like for about 12 years, I guess, I'm more excited about this trip than any of them. We only had to travel about 10 miles to get to General Nathan Bedford Forest Park. So, I mean, that's in holy
Can we
ground.
Count that as a road trip going downtown?
Yeah, for us, almost. But listen, I am so excited. Well,
we're gonna pick up. I spent a little bit too much time setting up that segment. So we're gonna go straight back to Eddie at the top of the next segment. We're gonna be talking about what he hopes to accomplish in Charlottesville, what he's taking with him to Charlottesville.
I want you to
pay attention and listen to that. That's something that you don't know about yet, ladies and gentlemen. And we're gonna talk about John McCain, Eddie's comrade in Vietnam, brother to the bone, John McCain. We'll be back more.
We fought. We learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. together. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, we put up a classic picture. This picture was actually an Associated Press picture of Eddie holding our Confederate flag at the Nathan Bedford Forest Park rally that we helped organize that drew more than 500 people. This picture that we reposted to the website this week and on my Twitter appeared in dozens of newspapers around the world. Again, that event that we did drew more than 500 people. I hope that the Unite the Right event can draw that many, if not more than that, hopefully much more than that. But 500 was something, of course, we're very proud of. That is a huge number for movement activity. And anyway, Eddie is going to Unite the Right, as it were, in Charlottesville, Virginia. I would ask Eddie now to continue. Why are you going? The obvious reason Eddie's going is to report live from the scene in his capacity as co-host for this radio program. So that's why we're sending him. And, yes, people, listen, we talk about not having a lot of money. The fact is this show is strong. This show is strong, and we draw from you the financial support we need to make our budget that helps us cover the operating costs, helps us cover the cost of production, helps us keep stay on the air. Now, when we do things like this, especially when you have two and three events coming up in relatively short order.
Yeah, three.
Keith.
Four. Counting yours.
Yeah, I got mine coming up. Eddie was down at League of the South last month. Keith's going to Amrin.
Simon coming?
We're bringing Simon in, hosting him for a couple of nights. And then, of course, Eddie going to Charlottesville. When you have four events like that, it does start to add up a little bit, so we do a little supplemental fundraising to cover the expenses above and beyond what's allocated in our budget. But make no mistake about it. Yes, our operating budget for this show, even a show like ours that's nationally syndicated and makes news just about every month, major headlines, it pales in comparison to, obviously, the budget of a CNN or anything like that, God knows. But we are able to do so much with relative to that, very little. But make no mistake, this show is strong. This show is healthy. We could always use more, and with more, we could do more. And as Eddie said, with this show being what it is in this movement, we are expected to be at these places. We are expected to send someone to cover events like this, and that's why we're doing it, of course, for you, the audience. And I'm looking forward to that show. I'm looking forward to having someone there that we trust, somebody that's part of the team, part of the staff, that's going to be able to break down exactly what went on, eyewitness report from the scene. That's why Eddie's going to Charlottesville in his official capacity. But why else are you going, Eddie?
You know, James, not to take anything away from all of our other brothers, but for our listeners, for the political cesspool listeners, I do I know a lot of them think that we can probably do more than we can, but they expect us to be the tip of the spear in the fight for Southerners, for white people, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And we get letters like that. We get people challenging us to, for instance, we've been challenged to go to confront Russell Moore for the SBC when he comes to Memphis in April. And by God, we're going to do that, you know. And also, personally, like James said, I'm going there. My first duty, first and foremost, is going to be as an honorable, straight-up reporter. Just call it like I see it for the political cesspool. I would rather die almost than to bring disgrace on this show.
Death before you dishonor the cesspool.
You got that right. I mean, I got too many years in this show. James got been here with 13 years. James, I've been here coming up on 12, I guess. But it's been here a long time, and we've never dishonored this show, and I never want to. I just can't dishonor our loyal audience. But also, I also want to go up there with a brother to all the other alt-writers. For instance, my favorite guy in the whole thing probably is Dr. Hill, Dr. Michael Hill, and all his brethren. We're going up there shoulder to shoulder to fight. We're going up there, and we're going to do what we're not going to start any fights, God knows. But if we're attacked, oh, let me tell you about this. Dr. Hill has already sent out a letter to the police force up there in Charlottesville. He's told them we're not going to fight anybody. We're not going to start anything. But if we're attacked, he's instructed his people to defend themselves to go as far as it goes. As far as we have to go, that's what we're going to do. He has lawyers on the staff. James has talked to his lawyer. Dr. Hill has talked to lawyers. We're going to be straight. But listen, people, here's how I feel. The communist, these satanic people.
Very violent people. All of the violence always comes from the left. And it is, make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, dangerous. Eddie said this could be a dangerous situation. It could be a powder keg. The way the climate has gone, you've seen these Berkeley rallies where they have people with broken glass and throwing weapons and projectiles and rocks and everything else at the conservatives or right-wingers or whatever you want to call them. And Eddie mentioned that when it comes to the staff, Keith's the intellectual. I'm the charismatic face of the show that keeps everything held together, the glue. Eddie's the warrior. Eddie is the one with combat experience. That's why we're sending Eddie. That's another reason why we're sending Eddie. Eddie was a combat medic, and those skills may come in handy at something like this. But rather than the charismatic, good-looking one, Eddie, I would prefer you to call me the general, because like every modern-day general, I'm going to be about 800 miles behind the line when Charlottesville happens, in the war room, as it were. But no, in all seriousness, I do I wish I could be there with y'all.
You've been in enough battle, son.
Yeah, that's right. We've done these things ourselves, and we've done them very well and very well attended. So we would never encourage anyone to go to something that we haven't not just participated in, but led ourselves. And we've led very similar rallies to this that received 200 people in 2005 and 500 people in 2015. But anyway, but yes, you're going to be there, and you're going to hold the line. You're going to hold the line for our identity, for our heroes, for our culture, for our race.
That's right, because even though we've covered this on probably two previous shows, but I'm just going to say it again. You can't say it too much. Our people are under great attack, and I consider us the chosen people. We're white, European, Christians. If you want to see who God's people are, who God's true people are, just look around you in the world and see who is under attack 24/7, 365 days a year. All the demons in hell. You know, for instance, in Memphis, in anecdotal evidence, the lesbians, the homosexuals, the Marxists of Midtown, they hate us. These people, they hate. And I'm going to say this again, and why we said it on other shows, these enemies that we're going to be confronting up there in Charlottesville, they hate us. They hate our ancestors. They hate our kids. They hate our religion. They hate our Jesus Christ. They hate everything about us. And you know what, people? They will not be satisfied. like James brought up this black minister who's bellyaching because the Southern Baptist Convention hadn't done enough for him. I don't know what else they could do except set up breeding parlors for him. But, you know, they will not be satisfied until we are dead. And I'm going to say this again. And once we're dead, once the last white Christian man is dead, you know what they're going to do? They're going to defecate on our grave, and then they're going to put like a toxic waste dump, a dump on our grave. So I'm going up there, and I'll say, when I say we can't all go. We're going up there. The political cesspool is going to be there. People,
you carry with you our essence.
Yes, I do.
And you and are certainly.
We're
going to
confront
proxy.
Them. We're not going to start a fight, but we're going to. I tell you what, if we're attacked, I tell you what, it's going to be hell is going to break loose. I tell you, these people don't know what they're in for. And guess what else I'm taking up there?
Wait, let's save that for the top of the next segment because we're coming up on the break.
And I'm so excited about that. I can't believe James let me do that.
Eddie is taking something with him that's very
sacred.
Special. Very special. And we'll tell you about that at the top of the next segment. But I am excited. I got to admit, and I admitted this last week, I was going back and forth on whether or not we wanted to invest the resources to send somebody there. And after a lot of thinking about it, a lot of deliberation and prayerful thought, I am convinced that this is the right decision, or else we wouldn't have reached this
I'm
conclusion.
Glad you mentioned, James. Let me interject. The people, we'll come back. I got to mention our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when we come back.
Well, he'll be there with you too, that's for
yes,
sure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The Army Corps of Engineers has started taking soil samples to see what types of walls would be compatible with various geographies along the U.S. border. The Rio Grande Valley sector is scheduled to get 32 miles of border wall and 28 miles of levee wall. The House Appropriations Committee has approved $1.6 billion for the construction of a wall. The scope of the wall has been changed. It will not be 2,000 miles long. Instead, it will be a series of border walls that are put up only in areas where it's necessary. Mountains and rivers provide natural barriers. The European Union is threatening to invoke Article 7, which would strip Poland of its voting privileges and face sanctions over the government's proposed judicial reform. Poland has refused to accept Islamic immigrants into that nation. Poland doesn't want the crime that some say comes with immigrants. The sanctions would end EU monetary payments to Poland. Poland's judicial reforms would seek to restrain left-wing activist judges and encourage, quote, Christian values. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, folks, so we're going to tell you what Eddie's taking with him to Charlottesville. Pretty special. But first, you just heard that
beyond
ad again.
Pretty.
It's sacred.
It's sacred.
Eddie was and I were just listening to that brand new ad that Michael Hill wrote and voiced exclusively for Airplay on the Political Cesspool. Pleased to report that we're strengthening our working relationship with the league, and we're going to be airing this league-sponsored radio ad in perpetuity now, indefinitely. And I mentioned that Dr. Hill wrote and voiced the ad. I'd like to read it for you, just the plain text version. I thought that was excellent music that Sam put behind it, great production, great commercial, and we certainly want everybody to join the League of the South. But Michael Hill says this, I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek their survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists, but the present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, that is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. He gives the phone number and, of course, the league website, leagueofthesouth.com. I personally and wholeheartedly endorse this message and encourage everyone to consider becoming a member of the league. We have an application for the league at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You can, of course, find it at their website also, leagueofthesouth.com. And we're glad and happy and privileged and blessed to be airing that ad now in our nightly rotation. God save the South, indeed.
God save the South. I'm going to start off. Another reason I'm going up there is to stand shoulder to shoulder with giants like Dr. Michael Hill, who is one of the finest Christian men I've ever seen. People, what you're seeing, what you're going to see in Charlottesville is what you saw in New Orleans. You're seeing good Christian righteous men who have a backbone, not these fake Christians that, you know, think you should just bow down and take all the arrows from your enemies and never lift a finger to defend home and hearth. But we're going up there to stand shoulder to shoulder with these Christian people. We're tired of taking threats and attacks from the satanic people that hate Christians. And that's, guess what I'm taking with me, James? Well, let me see something. Hey, I'm getting wound up now, people.
Very quickly, but there's two things Eddie always brings into the studio. His gun and his Bible. He actually left the Bible tonight, and he wants to quote a verse that he thinks, and I agree, dovetails in with it's a verse that would be applicable, a verse that would be encouraging to the people that would be in Charlottesville. Break it down, then we'll tell you what you're taking with
us. I'm going to paraphrase it. I wish I have it underlined in my Bible. As a matter of fact, I think I did it at the cesspool birthday party back, 2013? It goes like this, people. This verse will be with us. I'm going to read this verse in the compound Friday night before we go into battle in Charlottesville. And it goes something like this. Hear ye, O Israel, this day you go into battle against your godless enemies in the field. Fear not. When you look around and you see a people greater than thee, stronger than you, with horses and chariots and spears, fear not. Let not your heart be weak, because the Lord thy God that brought you up out of the land of Egypt is he. It is he that brings you out, that's going to bring you into this battle, who's going to fight for you in this battle. Let not your hearts be faint. Have courage, people. If you have courage and faith, it's the only way we're going to win this fight. Because I'm telling you, and I'm speaking to all my non-Christian brothers out there, I pray every day you can accept your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ like I did. Because I guarantee you, I would not lie to you. I promise you I'm not lying. There is a God Almighty. He's the God of the Bible. Our rights come from him. His son, Jesus Christ, came to earth. And we're going. That's who we're going up there to fight for. And guess what else I'm taking? I'm taking.
All right, let me break this down. We've been teasing this the whole hour, but I would say
we're taking the Christian flag.
We are taking the Christian flag, and that's that flag that's red with a blue X and stars in the middle of it,
covered with blood.
I would say this though, in listening to you break that down, it reminds me of the scene in the climax of the Lord of the Rings trilogy in the third installment, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, when Aragorn, who's obviously a Christ-like figure, King Aragorn in that movie, is standing at the Black Gates in this horde of orcs. These disgusting creatures are coming towards them, and then the righteous, completely outnumbered, or on the other end. And, of course, we know how that story ends, fictional as it may be.
We'll make our work easier, like that. But we won't have to hunt them down.
It's going to be like that. It could be like that in Charlottesville. But that's why Eddie's going. We don't shrink from a confrontation.
God almighty, I've got chills.
And Eddie is taking something very special with him. When I was a teenager,
I cried when I got that message yesterday.
Well, I asked Eddie to take this with him. And I asked him to
God,
honor it and don't let the enemy take it and bring it back home with him. When I was a teenager, my dad was out of town. And, you know, throughout the South,
James sent me this note yesterday, cry like a baby.
My dad was out of town and he was traveling. And across the South, there are these wonderful little Confederate and Southern themed shops. Obviously, you know about Dixie Republic in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, one of our longtime sponsors.
Have one at Shiloh.
Well, they're all over the South, here and there. If you go down the interstate, you see them as you go through the rural South. Well, my dad was out of town, and it was my birthday. It was about to be my birthday. And he stopped, and he bought this massive Confederate flag. What would you say the dimensions of that flag are?
I was looking at it again today. I'm going to say, James, what'd you say, 6x4?
That's exactly what I was going to say. We ain't brought out the measuring tape,
God
but
almighty.
It is a massive flag.
That flag has been in so many battles.
It's 6'4", and it was a gift to me by my father when I was a teenager, and I've kept it ever since. It's the biggest Confederate flag I've ever personally seen, held anyway. And
tell them where it flew again, but well, it wasn't a battlefield.
Well, it flew behind my altar at my wedding, which Eddie was at back in 2006. That flag was on prominent display at my wedding. And then, of course, we took it with us for the Nathan Bedford Forrest rally in 2015. Eddie, that was actually the flag that Eddie was pictured with in that Associated Press photo that went around the world. And Eddie and I both waved that flag.
Yes, we did.
And it's hard to wave that flag. I mean, it comes with a very heavy duty.
The flagpole probably weighs, 20 pounds?
Yeah. 25? It's a big flag. And to get it flowing in the wind, you got to put some muscle behind it. But it is a beautiful flag, a flag gifted to me by my father for my birthday about 20 years ago. And
I got chill bumps.
It flew at my wedding. It flew at that incredible rally that we drew 500 people at. It made newspapers around the world. And I said, Eddie, I want you to take that flag, and I want you to fly it at this event. I don't want you to let the enemy take it, and I want you to bring it back, but I want you to display those colors, and I want that flag. I want that flag to be there, and that flag represents the essence of this show.
Yes, it does.
That flag represents the essence of everything that is good and righteous and holy.
And it represents Jesus Christ. Tell them about the flag.
And it represents our audience.
James, tell them what to put the color. No, you know better than that. Tell them what the color
is. I will look that up. I don't want to butcher it. But
the red stands for the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm not mistaken.
Well,
the white stands for the protection of God.
I'll look that up.
Okay.
That was one Confederate's
it's
interpretation.
It's got St. Andrew's
flag.
Cross.
St.
Andrew's,
cross. The thing about symbols and icons is that they can mean different things to different people. But, you know, for some people, that flag would represent, of course, liberty and resistance to tyranny, which it does. It represents an ethno state.
Jesus Christ.
It represents a people. It represents a faith. It can represent all of these things. But certainly it was modeled after the cross of St. Andrew's. And that is, of course, a Christian cross. Christians were also crucified on X-shaped crosses and not just the T-shaped crosses that we relate to Jesus' crucifixion. And so that is why that is a Christian cross. The X marks the Christian symbol, the Christian cross. Of course, the flag of St. Andrew was the Scottish flag, just with different colors and with stars in the middle, because so many people who settled the South were, of course, from the windswept British Isles, and they were Scots, they were Irish. And that's certainly what we are. So that flag represents our people, our story, our history. It is certainly very personal in the history that
it's
played with this show.
I cannot believe James let me take that flag because it's a sacred flag. You heard James say.
And it's a big flag, so it's a bigger target. And I guarantee you Eddie will have the biggest flag in Charlottesville. That flag will stand up.
It
will stand out above and beyond any other flag that people will bring because it is a big flag.
And it's going to be waving.
A famous flag. I mean, that flag has literally been in newspapers around the world now as a result of our efforts. And so that bigger target is going to make it easier for the enemy to get its hands on it.
Well, I tell you what.
You got to be ready.
Come and take it, by God. Come and take it. The only way – and I'm serious. The only way that flag will leave my hands, I will have to be unconscious. I will have to be in a coma. I'll have to be knocked out of my feet. And then you know what? And then people like Dr. Hill and Rich will pick up the flag. They'll pick the colors. That flag ain't going to the enemy's hands, I guarantee you.
We're heavy on the war rhetoric, but listen, there is the potential for danger coming from the people that will oppose our good people. Well, yeah, well,
James's lawyer said he expects somebody to
He said be careful is what he said. He said be careful. He says he expects that there could be violence from the opposition. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I have found the article that Eddie was searching for in his memory warehouse. So, according to this Confederate, this is what the Confederate flag represents. The red field represents the blood of Christ. The white border represents the protection of God.
Yeah, right.
The blue X represents the Christian cross of St. Andrew, the first disciple of Jesus Christ and patron saint of Scotland. The 13 stars represent the 13 southern states of secession. Thus, the message in the Confederate battle flag is, through the blood of Christ, with the protection of God, we, the 13 states, are united in our Christian fight for liberty. So this belief also was found in the Great Seal of the Confederate States, displaying the motto Deo Vindis, which means under God, our vindicator. Confederate States of America made repeated proclamations to this effect. Confederate Senator Thomas Sims, in proposing the motto, took pains to stress that the Confederate States of America had, quote, deviated in the most emphatic manner from the spirit that presided over the construction of the Constitution of the United States, which was silent on the subject of the deity, end quote. The Confederacy wanted the world to know that it was a Christian nation. I think that that's nation at some point in its history has had slavery. It is not because
we still do.
Slavery.
We're tax slaves. That's the guys, I'm not exaggerating. We're tax slaves.
Well,
which may be that,
that as a matter, but just to finish, every nation, black, white, red, yellow, has had slavery. The fact that slavery existed in the South was not unique at all. What was unique was that it is an explicitly Christian nation. I think that, more than anything, is why the South was hated then, why it is still hated today.
You kind of stole
my
thunder.
Why it is still hated today. And so, yes, Eddie will be taking that Christian flag into the fray in Charlottesville.
Exactly. Two items to back up what you said. Exactly. That's exactly why the South is hated with such venom. That's why they hate our flag with such venom, because James just read it. It stands for God, the God of the Bible, the God of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It stands for Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we're hated so bad to this day. And let me tell you something else, too. I'm going to tell you what I told my coach. We were talking about this about 3 months ago. He's talking about, well, you know, the South, we had slaves and all that stuff. And here's what I said. And don't misinterpret what I'm saying. But the blacks that were brought over here to this country out of Africa should get down and kiss the feet of their slave masters and should kiss the ground of the South. Because I said, look back where they came from. Look at the life that these people had when they came to this nation. And look at back where they came from. People, they were covered with disease. They killed each other. The big tribes played on the little tribes. The big tribes enslaved the little tribes. They had cannibalism, for God's sakes. They were savages. They lived the most horrible existence you could possibly think of. The rich ones, the rich blacks in Africa, were living in mud huts, in straw huts. They were being eaten alive by lions. I mean, it was the most horrible existence you could probably think of. They had it made in this country.
The Indians did it. The African tribal chieftains of the interior of Africa would bring these slaves that they captured to the coast and sell them like it was a Walmart. So, yeah,
after the war,
that's on them too.
How many blacks scurried back to Africa after the war?
Exactly. Well, anyway, all that's known. You're agreeing with that black writer for the Jamaican Observer again. You know that gets us in trouble. But anyway, so there's that. So that pretty much caps off what's going on in Charlottesville. It's done. I do want to take a moment. This is very important.
I do want people to pray for me that I make it back alive, though. That's true. I'm serious. Well,
more importantly, we want that flag to come back.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. I want to enjoy the show when we come back, though. At least one more show.
Well, we do want to thank the people. We did have a special fundraising appeal above and beyond our quarterly fundraising drives. The next one is scheduled, of course, for September. That'll be our fall or third quarter drive. Got a great incentive already. I can't tell you too much about that because we don't kick it off until September. We're still a month away. But I do want to thank the people who gave a little extra to help cover Eddie's travel expenses on behalf of the show. I want to thank everyone who did it, but specifically Rob in Virginia, who went way above and beyond the call.
Yeah, thank
Rob
you so much,
basically
Rob.
Covered
God bless you,
the
man.
Entire cost of it. But in addition to that, our dear friend, two of the dearest people we've ever met as a result of this show, Hank down in Florida and his wonderful wife, they contributed to it. As they always do. And then, of course, your first two contributors were two brothers in Brazil.
Can you believe we have people, listeners in Brazil?
I do.
I would like to say one more thing about our dear brother Hank and his wife. They also, you know, as you people might know, you probably know, I'm a big, I run marathons for St. Jude. Hank and his wife have contributed tons of money to St. Jude over the
years. In your name, of course.
Exactly. I can never repay it. I'm so humbled about that. You know, you know what? And I'm going to repeat something you said years ago, James. I hate asking for money. It gets a little bit easier, but it makes you, I don't know, it makes you feel like.
Well, it is a symbiotic relationship. It's not a parasitic relationship. This is a situation where we do have a very loving and very brotherly familial bond with our audience. Our audience trusts us, and we trust our audience. We deliver results for our audience. We are their servants. We are the people who go out to battle on behalf of a people who support us. And so we're going to give the audience what they want. They
exactly.
Continue to support us. We're going to continue to put ourselves out there and try to advance the flag, literally and figuratively.
And you know, James, and my dear audience, when I'm up there in Charlottesville, I'm not going to be alone. Listen, I have you people.
You're there. The audience is with you, and you are there with.
And
the
I'm
audience.
The representative. It's like
you're the vessel.
We're almost like a congressional representative in our duties. We have a duty, a sacred duty, to our listeners. It's the people who depend on us, people who send us funds. And God knows I would never want to dishonor you people. I would never want to let you down. I'm going to do everything in my ability, in my body, every ounce of strength I have. I'm going to try to represent our listeners first and foremost in the political cesspool. And if we do that, being fair and being good with our brethren up there like Dr. Michael Hill, that'll fall in automatically. If I take care of our listeners and we take care of the cesspool, our sacred duty, then our duty with up here at Charlottesville, it'll just fall in line. That'll be automatic. Yeah. So that's what we intend to do. And thank you people so much. Thank you. Cause I wanted to go so bad. I was so excited. I really truly feel like somebody needs to be there. And you know what? I feel like, as the political cesspool grows, we need to do more like this.
Well,
more things like
this. Well, the
fact
that, no, we should. And we've done these things before. Keep in mind, we haven't
exactly.
attended these things.
We hadn't had to go this
organized
far,
organized them. Now, well, obviously, yeah, we don't normally organize them 12
hours
away. 12 hours away from,
yeah,
town,
14.
From where we live. But, no, I mean, we have organized these things. We have done this. We will continue to do this. Really, I should be there, too. But the fact of the matter is, we are spread thin. We've got a lot of events. I'm glad to be anchoring it from the show. I'm glad Eddie's going in my stead. And I'm glad that the audience is sending Eddie. And we're going to be here to cover that event. And we've got a lot of other events coming up. Like I said, this summit on the alt-right Christianity this week that I'll be attending. Amren, next week at this time, you'll be hearing from Keith at American Renaissance Live. Charlottesville coming up in August. It's busy the next month, but we're there, and we're there because we should be there because, as you mentioned and as has already been stated in this program, I can't think of it. I mean, we make the news. The headlines we make are as a result of the audience's benevolence, and we need to be in the middle of this. Somebody from the political cesspool should be at a Confederate flag event of this nature or a Confederate monument event.
Well, that's what
it,
we
it
do.
It just makes sense.
That's
and,
our theme.
And we're looking at all of the other things that had already clogged the schedule, all important things, things that we couldn't possibly bump or remove. But that's why we have more than a couple of people on this staff. We have a great team, a great crew. If one person can't go, another man fills the gap. And so we've got we're dispatching Keith to Amren, Eddie to Charlottesville. And so much more coming up. And we will keep you abreast of all of these developments every week. I feel like we haven't even come up for air tonight. It's been a busy show, a fun show. We've had some laughs, some serious moments, some emotional moments, and revisiting some highlights and all of that good stuff. I would say, Eddie had mentioned that I was talking to my lawyer. When I say my lawyer, we're referring to...
Tell him what he said.
He says it's going to be dangerous. He thinks that it could be dangerous. Well, that's just his opinion. He doesn't, you know, know anymore.
Tell him what he expected, if that's not...
He just expects that there could be violence, like we said, that somebody could get hurt there because the Marxists are really escalating their violence. But I was talking to Kyle Bristow.
It might backfire on him, though.
Kyle Bristow, my attorney who's representing me in my lawsuit. From time to time, we still get emails for people asking updates. The wheels of justice turn slow. What can I say? We're still in the appellate level in the state of Michigan, waiting for a panel of judges to rule. And if we prevail in that ruling, we will get a trial by jury. And that's what we're seeking. And if not, if we don't prevail in that ruling, we would have to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. But this, of course, stems from an article in the Detroit newspaper, the Detroit News newspaper, the daily paper that services Detroit, in which they claimed that I am not a, merely a member, but the leader of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, crazy.
Which is, of course, a textbook definition of libel. And, of course, not only have I never been a member of the Klan, I've never attended a Klan event, a Klan function, and certainly not the leader of it. And so if that's not defamation, then you might as well just throw out any defamation laws on the book. So we're pursuing this. See, again, the political cesspool, the tip of the spear. We were planning events like this that were drawing hundreds of people a decade ago, and I'm glad other people are doing it now. We are fighting in the courts, which other people won't do. We blaze trails here in the political cesspool, and we may not win in court. We may not prevail in Charlottesville. Nothing is guaranteed. But
well,
the duty's
ours, the results belong to
Amen,
God.
Amen, Robert E. Lee. And that's right. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, as Wayne Gretzky said. And certainly, in order to have a chance for victory, you have to put yourself on the battlefield. You have to put yourself out there. That's what we do every week here in the political cesspool. We love you folks. For Eddie and Keith and Sam, I'm James. See you next week.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.